Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be with you on a Friday. You know what that means here on Political Coffee? It means you can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about politically. Today doesn't have to be anything that's on my mind or plate. What do you want to talk about? And it's really easy. You just pick up the phone and call 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. That's the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Or shoot me an email. Jeff@1220.am or Jeff@kslm.news. Quick heads up. At the bottom of the hour, 6:31, Angela Plowhead will join us. She is a veteran Air Force officer, a psychologist, who's running for the new congressional seat that Oregon's going to get in the U.S. House of Representatives. We're going to talk with her at the bottom of the hour, so that means you better get on the phone, like now. Or maybe you just want to talk about things like Bill Post says he's not going to run for re-election in 2022. Or how about the Columbia County Commissioners, who've stopped requiring speakers to state their address during the public comment period. Why? Because the radical doxing left is going after them. People who make comments saying they don't want to wear a mask, they don't want to be excluded from county meetings, got hit hard, Facebook and other social media, because they got doxed. Or maybe you want to talk about Joe Biden's unconstitutional vaccine mandate for any business, any private employer over 100 people. If you're an employer, what are you going to do? If you work for an employer that's actually going to require you now to be vaccinated, what are you going to do? All of that's on the table today. 503-589-1220, or anything you want to talk about. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to jeff@1220.am. We will start on the phones immediately with Rich. Rich, good morning. Your thoughts?
Morning. A quick bunch of things. One, obviously the so-called shots don't work, because look at everybody getting sick with it. So look at it this way, or I'm looking at it this way. Looks like this is going to be around like the cold. It's going to be here. We got to get used to it. We got to get back to normal and just get over it. And they're just making too much of it. This fear-mongering is getting really old. The other thing, too, is my wife had to go in for a checkup, and they tested her, and she still has the measles and chickenpox antibodies in her body after all these years. Now that we're 71. So best thing I can say is I don't see where the shot's going to do you a whole lot of good, because you can get all the lambda, the mu, and I guess we'll just start doing like driver's licenses on cars, you know, initials and then three numbers with the way this is going.
Yeah, it seems you could be right about that. Look, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to figure out, and I'm getting some interesting emails from people about, you know, the resources I've been putting out there that you and others have shared with us about how you can resist all of this. Exemption forms versus exception. We talked about that yesterday. At some point, Rich, aren't people just going to have to just stand up and say loudly, no, I'm not doing this?
That's basically what I'm saying, Jeff. That's basically what I'm saying, because it's going to be around. It's not changing. Remember, this was a synthetic bioweapons lab virus. It's going to be around forever. That's what it's designed for. When you start crossing something that's in the animal world and you gain of function it, just for the destruction of people, you're going to have this. Until somebody puts a lid on that kind of stuff. Of course, we always ship everything to our enemy and let them play with it, so that makes it quite interesting. I asked a person the other day, hypothetically, if we're at World War II and we had the Nazis and the Japanese doing their thing, why would you want to ship your bioweapons design over to their labs to be created? Well, we wouldn't do that. And I said, well, why'd you do it with China? And another thing, too, is that we're now becoming a fascist state, because look at what Kate Brown and Biden are doing to us. There is no freedom anymore when it comes to certain things. We're now into a fascist state, as they're going to do it their way, and we'll just jump from that to communism. And communism is basically fascism, because there is no such thing as real communism.
And that's because they're going to demonize a group of people. It's not even Christians anymore. It's just going to be anybody who's unvaccinated. You now become the demon. And you become the excuse for greater and greater tyranny to be foisted upon us. Because if they can do this, if they can require us to have to put something in our body that we don't want, what else can they require for the quote-unquote public good? Great point, Rich. Thank you. I need to move on. I've got a couple of other callers. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Freedom Heating and Air is looking for new employees, friends. They are. Because they need help. They need help because they're really good at what they do, and the demand for their business and their services is profound. If you're thinking about changing jobs, if you're thinking, I mean, they're probably one of these employers that doesn't fit Joe Biden's vaccine mandate. I don't know. I don't know how many employees they have. But if you want to work for somebody that's not going to require that, why don't you give them a call? 503-580-1456. 580-1456. Let's go to Art. Art, you're up next. Go.
Morning, Jeff.
Morning.
So the fight begins, because I'm going to tell you something. I'm sick and dang tired of everybody saying, we don't know what we're talking about. They don't want to debate us about the issues, and they don't care about our health. And I'm talking about, okay, I'm a blind guy. I've been blind most of my life. That's a disability, of course. But what about these people who get the vaccine, who get blood clots, have heart problems, have strokes that they have to get over? Nobody cares about that. And it really pisses me off, Jeff, because the Democrats don't want to have the debate. They want to have a mandate. They don't want to work with us at resolving the issues to minimize the effects of COVID-19. They don't want us to use the therapeutics. They don't want this, that, and the other thing. And I'm tired of it, Jeff. Okay? I'm going to fight this thing till the end. Okay? And if I have to sue them because I don't want to take the chance of having another disability. If I have a stroke, Jeff, everybody knows how long it takes people to get over strokes. And sometimes they never get over it. And once you put that crap in your body, you can't take it out, and you suffer the consequences. And dang it, I have the right to choose how I want to fight this thing. And the Democrats and President Biden ought to work with us instead of against us and look at the damn science and let us do what is best for us. Let us make our medical decisions, which is the way it has been up until now. We got to fight these dang people, and you know, they're not discussing the issues, but that's what the Democrats do. They create a narrative, they stick to that dang narrative, and the news media doesn't talk about any of this stuff. They just force. We got to fight, and I don't care if I become unemployed. God will provide for me. He always has, and he always will. But to hell with these people, because they don't care about us. They don't care about our concerns. All they care about is trying to control us. So
you're right. Art, thank you. I appreciate it. You're 100% correct. It is about tyrannical control. In fact, Fox Business is showing Biden administration spokesperson and Biden himself saying as recently as July of this year, vaccine mandates is not the role of the government. What does he do? He does exactly that. Thanks, Art. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Butte GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Breaking news. Six Oregon employees. This is from the Freedom Foundation. I just got the email moments ago. Six Oregon employees sue the state over a vaccination mandate, arguing they have natural immunity. And they are being represented by the Freedom Foundation. It's a story. I'll have it. I'll try to find it and get it up. It'll no doubt will be on the Freedom Foundation website. If you're a state employee and you have had COVID, you could probably join this lawsuit. We'll find out. Let's go to back to the phones. By the way, Art's right. There are 19 governors and two attorney generals immediately that say they will go to court and fight Joe Biden's vaccine mandates. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. You got a couple of minutes. Go.
Yes, Jeff, I was just passing through Wednesday in California, stopped at the state capitol and having a huge rally. I mean, a magnificent rally against the vaccinations. Mr. Elders, one of his representatives, was there talking to CBS News. The Capitol ground was swarming with people, and the police and the CHIPS, CHP of California at the Capitol in Sacramento were agreeing with us. Many of them were glad we were there. So it was a huge rally. It was 104, and everybody came out. Huge InfoWars representatives were there. I saw people from a lot of Calvary churches, the big one in Ventura. I talked to a lot of people I'd seen from several of the Calvary chapels. And it was a huge rally, swarming the place in hot weather. And they had banners, signs. I got a huge sign. It was magnificent. And we were yelling at the heights of our voices so they could hear us inside, because they're in Sacramento. They are they're in their legislative sessions right now. So it was a big showing. It was loud and it was forceful.
You know, I have not seen anything about those rallies down in California, and I suspect the mainstream media is not going to let us know about it.
Well, CBS was there. I saw their guy talking to the representative representing Mr. Elders, who is doing quite well in the polls and in the opinion of everybody who's there. I talked to one of the ladies from Riverside that wanted to run as a backup, and she was a speaker. The guy that was from Ohio or Illinois that was very keen on the development of the body's immunity was there talking to the crowd about the reality of the medical science backing the true strength of 13 times stronger your own immune system.
All right,
if
thanks,
you get
Glenn.
The virus.
Unfortunately, we've got to go to break at 6:20. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past top of the hour. At the bottom of the hour, we'll talk to Angela Plowhead, who is a former Air Force veteran and a trained psychologist who's announced she's going to run for Congress in the new district that's going to be drawn, even though that district hasn't quite been drawn yet. So you want to stick around for that for certain. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. That is Freedom Friday. You can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about today. Doesn't matter what it is. Just got to be political. Bill Post has announced he's not going to run for re-election in 2022. You know, he was a longtime radio guy here in Marion County in the Salem area and on this radio station. So it's interesting that, I mean, he's been in, I mean, he got elected in 2014. And, you know, there reaches a point, and this, I mean, this happened with me. You know, I served 8 years in the House of Representatives, and, you know, in 8 years, it just became apparent I needed to go do something else. And for a lot of reasons. There are frustrations. There are, there's a lot of reasons. I mean, believe me, if you're going to take your job of being a state representative seriously, you're going to put a lot of time into it. And it impacts your personal life and family life, and it certainly did me. Now, I don't know about Bill, but I will just tell you that those family pressures, along with other pressures professionally, you know, Bill's a radio broadcaster. That's what he does. That's what he's been a radio guy his entire career. He can't serve and continue to be a radio guy. And that in and of itself is frustrating. I mean, at least for me, I could still serve and be a farmer. But I had to give up my slot, my opportunity to run for re-election to stay in radio because of the way the rules work. So anyway, Bill says it's been an honor and privilege to serve the people for the last of House District 25 for the last 6 years. So I understand. And I think that that's the way our founders intended it to be, was that serving in government, whether it's the federal government or here in the state government, it's not a full-time job. It's not meant to be a full-time job. It isn't. Nor should it be. It is meant to be, even as complicated as things are, it's meant to have this turnover of people. In that, you have fresh blood that comes into the system, fresh perspectives. Even more importantly, what you have are people that are, well, have not been co-opted mentally, if you will, by the process of compromise. And I will tell you, this is what happens. Happened to me. Now, I don't have any belief that that's where Bill is at here, but I'm just telling you that this is what happens, friends. It's absolutely what happens. Process of compromise. Look, you have to compromise in life, in your marriage, in your relationships with other people, civic organizations, church, whatever you're doing. You don't get your way in everything. But I'll tell you, when it comes to making political decisions, policy, compromise really pulls and tugs hard at your principles and your values. I mean, it does. I felt it. I lived it. It's tough. And you have to stand strong to resist. Anyway, Bill's not going to run for re-election. No news on who might be taking his place. So what do you think about Joe Biden's vaccine mandates? He says it's not about freedom or personal choice. What? I'll tell you, a lot of people think it is, Joe. But he goes, we're going to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated workers. And guess what? If you've previously been infected, you're ignored in the mandate. Again, I go back to, I think that is the crux of federal lawsuits. There's going to be a lot of lawsuits on this immediately. Just before we went to the break, the six Oregon employees sue the state over the vaccination mandate, arguing they have natural immunity. This is the thing we're talking about. Six Oregonians. They're not all state employees. A couple of them are. One of them is my former training officer when I was on the board of directors at Sublimity Fire. We talked about his story. Josh Williams, he's chief of the Aurora Fire and Rescue. He came down with COVID in January. Jennifer Lewis, he's an office manager for Klamath Falls Orthodontics. Beaverton school bus driver, David Klaus. Philip Carney works for the State Department of Justice. He got it. Jay Hicks works for the Department of Corrections over in Malheur County. He's been there for 22 years. He tested positive for antibodies. Mike Miller, who also works for the Oregon Department of Corrections. My guess is, folks, that these lawsuits may in fact open, and this is Freedom Foundation is doing this. So if you want to get to them, folks, go to their website. Let me just bring it up on the screen here real quick. freedomfoundation.com, if I can spell this morning. freedomfoundation.com. You can contact them and you can learn how you can join either some of their lawsuits or support what they're doing. Great organization. You know, we have them on the air here quite often. Matt writes me an email about another whistleblower, and I got this from some other folks yesterday, that patients filling the hospitals are vaccinated. That ain't good. Matt writes a good email asking this question about what we talked about yesterday, the difference between an exception or an exemption. The OHA form, and the counties are using this, are using the OHA form, which is an exception. My advice is that you talk to the Freedom Foundation people, maybe their lawyers, maybe you talk to Pacific Justice Institute's Ray Hackey, lawyer in Salem that represents them, about if you submit your own form and not the OHA form and you ask for an exemption. I think you can ask for the exemption. It's 6:30, back in a moment with Angela Plowhead, Air Force veteran, psychologist, running as a Republican for the new House District, House District 6.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 24 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. We're going to chat with Angela Plowhead, psychologist who is running for the 60th district. Newly formed district that we believe will be adopted at some point here, the new congressional district. Hey, by the way, Phil, if you could close your microphone, that'd be great. RoofMax is this new product that is only available from Pfeiffer Roofing, this great family-owned second-generation company, been in business here in the Salem area since 1978. RoofMax is this soybean-based all-natural product that they spray on your asphalt shingle roof. And what it does, it rejuvenates your asphalt shingles, and it gives them more life, extends the life of your roof. And the best part is, it does it at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. If you want to talk to Pfeiffer Roofing about that, why don't you give them a call? 503-647-4725, 503-647-4725, or go to their website where you can watch a great video about this. It's pfeifferroofing.com, P-F-E-I-F-E-R roofing.com. Angela Plowhead is joining us, and Angela, good morning, and great to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So I ask everybody this question, and I'll ask it of you. Why are you running for this new congressional seat?
You know, Jeff, as a veteran, I served our country. I sacrificed for our country. And I am tired of watching it be destroyed from within. You know, I've seen what's happened in Portland over the last you know, decade or so, even longer, actually. And I don't want to see those same socialist and Marxist ideas take root in the rest of Oregon or in the rest of our country.
Well, fair enough. So what are you thinking is the mood of the people out there? I mean, I met you at a rally, Medical Freedom Rally, and where you spoke briefly, and you know, you're talking to people, you're out there. What are you hearing from people? What do you think the mood is about where people are at mentally in this new district?
Yeah, actually, we were at a No One Left Behind rally, so it was about Afghanistan and protecting our veterans and our American citizens that are still left over there. But, you know, I've been out there, I've been talking to a lot of people, and people are really just fed up with our government not listening, you know, that people are trying to make their voices heard and we're being closed out. And so, you know, I think that's the prevailing feeling, is one that people are either just kind of given up and they feel defeated, or they're at a point of being really, really frustrated and saying, you know, now's the time. You know, now's the time we're going to do something.
Well, I think so. I mean, here's what's interesting is I am seeing and hearing this from lots of people that, you know, Angela, I have never been involved in politics before. Really, I've never gotten involved and come to a rally or anything like that. And now, all of a sudden, they are interested and they're showing up. And it's over a variety of issues, but it all kind of relates to this whole issue of liberty and freedom. So let me ask you what you think of Joe Biden's vaccine mandate, especially for private employers over 100 employees.
So, you know, we live in a country where we have the right to make choices about our own medical conditions. And, you know, to mandate that people are going to have to take a vaccine without regard to what their medical conditions are, without informed consent, which still isn't being given. You know, as a psychologist, if I'm going to do something with a patient, if I'm going to give a test, or if I'm going to, you know, engage in therapy with someone, I have to give them informed consent. I have to let them know what the risks and benefits are. And I don't see that being done even now today. You know, things like the number of people that are actually dying from taking the vaccine, people that are having long-term effects from stroke and heart attacks related to the vaccine, aren't being readily published or given to people before they take the vaccine. You know, it's fine with me if people want to take it, but it needs to be their choice, and they need it to have it done with informed consent.
Yeah, informed consent is that key word. You know, one of the interesting things that is going out there is that people are talking about. We talked about it on the show. I've put resources out on the show plan and those things for informed consent, because this is first of all, it's a part of federal law, number one, and number two, there's a principle behind it. And it just seems to me that the people are getting that. They're starting to wake up and starting to realize that we got to do something different here. We cannot allow ourselves to continue down this path. And you know, this lawsuit that was just announced by Freedom Foundation representing these various Oregon employees, some are state workers, some are not, but they're all people that are resisting Kate Brown's vaccine mandate. I mean, it just seems to me that there is now this momentum that is building and kind of working our way. So let me ask you this. How do you, as a candidate, how are you going to reach out to those people who've maybe never been political before, and now all of a sudden they've woke up? What are you going to be able to say to them, Angela, that brings them to not only helping you, but brings them to the concept of defending liberty?
You know, I think you're right. I think that people are right now waking up to the small things that have been taken away, the small securities and privacy that have been taken. Now they're taking health privacy away. And so people are now starting to recognize, hey, we have a problem. We have to stand for liberty. We have to stand for freedom. We have to stand for personal choice. And I think what I can say to people is, you know, I have defended our country in the military. I'm going to defend people now. I'm going to defend our Constitution. I'm going to defend their right to choose.
We're talking with Angela Plowhead, Dr. Angela Plowhead. She is a clinical psychologist. She's an Air Force veteran. She knows what it's like to be deployed. She's also a small business owner. And, you know, by the way, Angela, your website is angelafororegon.com. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
So, folks, go check it out, angelafororegon.com, where you can visit her website. You can help help her campaign in so many different ways, certainly with a contribution, but also stand with her in her campaign. Now, so far, you are the only person that's literally announced, the only Republican that is announced for the new 6th congressional district seat. How confident are you that, because those lines haven't been fully established yet, how confident are you that you are literally going to be residing within the boundaries of that district?
So, you know, for the federal positions, you do not have to live in the district that you serve.
That's true.
We see that with most of our congressional representatives at this point in time. However, I have lived, worked, and or gone to school in much of Northwest Washington, or much of Northwest Oregon. And I've also served people in Central Oregon. I've also served people on the coast throughout the different positions that I've held, either with the courts or with the VA, or in my private practice. So, you know, I've had a pretty wide-reaching footprint within Oregon in the time that I've, you know, since I've been here. And so, you know, I know these communities. I personally live rurally, so even though I live in Marion County, I live rurally. So I feel like I can be a voice for, you know, not only those people that live in those, you know, metropolitan areas, which we have a lot of those voices, right? But I can also be a voice for those people that live rurally, which is most of who Oregonians are.
That's right. That's right. We are a mix of people. Quick question as we get ready to conclude the interview. Tomorrow, of course, is the 20th anniversary of September 11th. What are you going to be doing to honor the victims? How are you going to approach that particular day, especially in regards to the fact of how we have left disgracefully, I think, Afghanistan?
Yeah, you know, there is, we can't forget, you know, just like we can't leave our people there in Afghanistan, we can't forget the sacrifices that we as a nation have gone through in this war on terror. You know, we lost a large amount of people on that day, and their sacrifice needs to be honored and remembered. It can't be forgotten. And, you know, what we've done over in Afghanistan is bolster those same terrorists. And you know, we're really leaving our country vulnerable. And so, you know, what I'm doing to honor them is to stand for those people that have been left behind, to stand for security, for our national defense, and to really petition our leaders in Washington to do something now to correct, to make a course correction on what they've done by bolstering these terrorists.
Well, if you make it to D.C., I pray that you will continue to stand strong for those principles and values, Angela. Angela Plowhead,
absolutely.
Folks, check out her website. It's angelafororegon.com. It's all one word, angelafororegon.com. Angela, be blessed. Keep working hard. Keep standing for what you believe.
Thank you.
It's 6:48. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 10 minutes till the top of the, actually 9 minutes total before the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. We shall go to the phones. If you want to send an email, by the way, it's jeff@kslm.news or jeff@1220.am. Like the one I got from Gail said, there's a link for the Stu Peters and Liz Harris interview about the canvassing that happened in Maricopa County, Arizona. And sorry, I missed the question, Gail, about demanding an audit to make sure her vote gets counted. We can start a canvassing effort. And this is what she's referring to with the Stu Peters video. I have had a couple of people send that to me, and I will be sure to watch it. Again, it's Freedom Friday, 503-589-1220. What are you going to do, by the way, to honor the victims of 9/11, 20th anniversary? We'll go to the phones. We'll go to Cliff and then to Tim. Cliff, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. I suggest that people go to DuckDuckGo and look up lawsuits filed by America's frontline doctors. It has a world of information, and it gives an idea how dirty this entire process has been on the flu and the vaccines. But I think it's great we've got lawsuits going. It's got to be. We got to fight. I think we need to stop masks. I think we need to stop vaccine mandates, and I think we need to stop vaccines. The Dems were given a gift when this came down the pike because they got the chance to grab power, take our liberties, take our freedoms. And then we look at the other areas of it. How did it occur? Big Pharma. And then we get down to something we haven't talked about, survival. You know, they say the first trimester, there's a large percentage, 85% of the ladies abort the baby. And then in the rest of the time they carry, if the child is born, is it going to be sterile? If they vaccinate all of our kids, what's going to happen? Will a high percentage of them be sterile? I think this is a real issue, and it hasn't been talked about much, but with the people who study this, they bring those questions up, and I think they're really big ones.
They are valid questions, and they are, at least in part, Cliff, they are the basis, I believe, of lawsuits, and they should be. Cliff, thank you for your comments. The reason I say that is I want to go back to the fact that all of these vaccines that are being administered today are still being administered under the emergency use authorization statute. And you have legal rights under that statute that you won't have when they're fully approved by the FDA. That's why it's got to be done. All right, let's go to Tim. Tim, good morning. How are you? Your thoughts. Welcome.
Moderna. In the last 12 months, the shares have went from $56 a share to $497, or that's 700%. You'll like this. Fourth quarter of last year, they lost 69 cents. Second quarter of this year, they made $6.46. So they lost 69 cents to a profit of $6.46.
Wow. So, quick question for you. What are you going to do on 9/11, 20th anniversary?
I have a relative that's a fire chief, and we're going to get together a little bit.
Good. We are too. at the Gathering of the Eagles. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate your comments. Julie wrote an email about Biden's decree from yesterday is a taste of socialist medicine, which the Marxists have planned. He said he was irritated with people. Well, my level of irritation with him is 10 to the 100th power. Not being a math major, should be about equal to the national debt. The only time I was more irritated was when he was telling people how to raise their children. He did such a fine job with son Hunter. You've not had a Republican governor since mail-in voting. Coincidence? I think not. I was impressed with Mr. Huggins, businessman, veteran. I'm sold. If it is possible, can you have him for a full hour? I'd like to hear more of his ideas. Who knows? We might just do something like that. Want to thank Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, for being one of our great sponsors. You're looking for if you were looking for a contractor that you can trust, that's going to do it right for you in your home, especially if you're doing a messy bathroom or a kitchen remodel, he and his team, they're your people. Check him out, RighteousRenovations.com, RighteousRenovations.com. Tomorrow is the 20th anniversary of 9/11. A lot of us remember, some of you that are a little older than I am would remember where you were when JFK got shot. You never forget those things. And I was three years old, so I don't remember. But I certainly remember where Reagan was when he got shot. I certainly remember 9/11, how I felt. And I will tell you, I was deeply wounded by it. And by the way, there's a Stacey Ann just sent me a text just reminding you that Chris Ann Hall is live today. She was at the River Church last night. She'll be live today at noon on Facebook, and then she'll be in person at the River Church 7 o'clock tonight. The pain I felt when the towers fell, I still feel and remember to this day, because I knew at that moment, I had been in the fire service for a number of years, and I knew that fellow firefighters were dying at that moment, not to mention just people in those buildings. Friends, we can never forget that attack on this country. And we can never forget and should never forget when it comes time to vote in 2 years, even though we have suspicions about the voting systems. We can never forget what Joe Biden has done here and the people that have put him in power and the people that are actually controlling him. What he has done with the very people that facilitated the launching of those attacks on us 20 years ago tomorrow. What he's done with the Taliban and what he's trying to do in forcing us into what can only be described as more than socialism, a totalitarian viewpoint. We have to stand up as Americans, as people who live free, and say, no, we're not going to do this. May you all be blessed, each and every one of you. You continue to pray for this great country and this state and our leaders, even those that you don't like, including Joe Biden and Kate Brown. But may you be determined in your soul to never let the sacrifice of those people who died 20 years ago tomorrow go unnoticed or unremembered. Teach your children and your grandchildren about it. It has everything to do with it.